Brahmin life means the life of happiness. Sometimes Bap Dada notices that the faces of some children are little bit dash dash. Baba, should Baba say it? Should Baba use the word? You know it very well. This is why you are laughing. When Bap Dada sees such faces, he feels mercy and also a little bit of surprise too. My children and so unhappy. Can this be possible? Can it be possible to be unhappy? Means to become a slave of Maya. But who are you? You are the masters of Maya. That is, the conquerors of Maya. What is Maya in front of you? It's not even an ant. If it is, it's only a dead ant. If it is an ant, it's a dead ant, Baba says. If you think it is an ant. From a distance, it may seem alive, but it is dead. The only thing is that you need to have the power of discrimination from a distance. Just as you have Baba's knowledge in a very elaborated form, is it not? That is, in great details, is it not? So too, Maya's recognition should be there in an elaborated form. That is, you should be able to inculcate the knowledge of Maya very well. It only frightens you, just like small children are frightened, you know, by their parents. Actually, their parents want to make them fearless, and therefore they try to frighten them. They won't do anything. They won't do anything really, but they frighten them just to make the children fearless. So too, in order to attract you towards itself, Maya comes in different forms, and when there are many forms of Maya being shown to you, at that time you should be able to show your different forms to Maya. But what happens is that you're not able to recognize Maya. And then you know what game you play? You start battling with Maya. You say, oh, Maya has come. And when you battle with Maya, your mind and intellect both get tired. And then, due to tiredness, you know what you say? You say, oh, Maya is very strong. Maya is very powerful. Actually, it is nothing. It is only your weakness which takes up different forms of Maya. Bap Dada wishes to see every child cheerful, full of fortune and treasures, and always eating the nourishment of happiness and becoming healthy constantly.